hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. In this week's video, we're gonna pick up where we left off last week. So if you haven't seen the video, Eat in Merida, part one, you should do that now. Go to gringoespanol.com/quickies/Merida1. That link is also below this video or in the description. Also, if you really wanna get the most out of this video, make sure you've seen another video I recently posted called The Song Strategy. I'm constantly being asked for the best way you can improve your comprehension, how to get better at understanding other people when they speak to you in Spanish. Well, the song strategy is my answer, but don't let the name fool you. The song strategy doesn't only work for music, it works for movies too. It's perfect for anything that has Spanish dialogue. Like this video, you could totally use the song strategy with my dinner from Merida. Watch the song strategy first so you know what you're doing, then come back here and grab the raw video from Mexico, which is linked below this video or in the description. Okay, let's get back to Mexico. Remember, I was eating right outside the market in Merida in the Yucatan Peninsula. I asked a bunch of questions about the menu and got some answers I pretty much understood. When we left off in the last video, I was ready to order. I'm gonna show you this first clip, then come back here, analyze everything, then show you the same clip again. So don't worry if you understand nothing the first time through. That's totally normal.
Pues... un panucho, una garnacha.
¿Un panucho de pavo?
Sí, por favor.
Claro, una garnacha. La garnacha va a ser de... pavo, cochinita, asado. ¿Qué le gustaría?
¿De relleno negro?
¿Eh? La garnacha relleno negro.
Y una tostada. De carne asada.
Una tostada de asada.
Y una coca. Gracias para ayudarme. Lo aprecio mucho.
Coca. Okay, moment, please.
Gracias.
Okay, a lot happened there, but it's all pretty straightforward, I think. Right off the bat, I needed to buy some time while I thought about what I wanted, so I said, pues, that means well or then. It means a lot of different things. You'll hear that all the time. I was basically saying, Then I started ordering using words from last week's video. Un panucho, I said. Remember, that's a taco, basically, with a crispy tortilla. He said, mm-hmm, indicating he understood. Then I added una garnacha, which, remember, I didn't know what that was before this night, and in last week's video, the waiter told me it was like an empanada, but bigger. An empanada, but bigger? Sounds like my kind of thing. But then he went back to the panucho. Un panucho de pavo? That means a panucho of turkey? I hadn't said what kind of panucho I wanted. Rookie mistake. He then repeated the second item I said. Una garnacha. La garnacha va a ser de? That means a garnacha. The garnacha is going to be of? Again, I hadn't told him what kind of garnacha I wanted, so he was simply asking. I stalled by saying, He then tried to help me, or maybe he had other things to do, by listing some choices. Pavo, cochinita, asado, ¿qué le gustaría? That means turkey, pulled pork, grilled meat. What would you like? He was speaking to me in the usted form, thus the pronoun le, not te. Finally, I confidently said, de relleno negro, of black stuffing. His enthusiastic nod of the head not only confirmed he knew exactly what I said, but made me feel like he was proud of my order, and that made me feel pretty good. But I wasn't done yet. Oh no, I was hungry. I added one more food item. Una tostada de carne asada. And a tostada of grilled beef. I'd gotten the hang of this now and remembered to tell him not only that I wanted a tostada, but what kind I wanted. In this case, de carne asada. He confirmed he understood me by saying una tostada de asada, a tostada with grilled beef. If you don't know what a tostada is, you should check out the Spanish tidbits I made all about Mexican food. Watch Spanish tidbits number 5 and 6 at gringoespanol.com/tidbits. That link is also under this video or in the description. After that, I was pretty much done, but I quickly added y una coca, which is and a coke. Then, since he had been so nice and patient with me, not always the case, I said gracias para ayudarme, lo aprecio mucho, which is thank you for helping me, I appreciate it a lot. But if you saw last week's video, you know I made a very big mistake in that sentence. It should have been gracias por ayudarme. ayudarme, not gracias para. Pretty much anytime you thank somebody for something, it's gracias por, not gracias para. But when you see that same clip again in a second, you'll see even though he didn't say anything after I thanked him, he clearly understood me and nodded his head as if to say, I hear you, man. You made a really basic mistake you shouldn't have made, but I understand you anyway. And oh, by the way, you're welcome. Then he continued with his train of thought. Coca, okay, momentito. He was just confirming I wanted a coca or coke, then said okay, which is obviously okay, then momentito, which is a little moment. Remember, ito or ita on the end of a word make it a smaller version of that word. So momento is moment, momentito is little moment. But also remember, oftentimes they use ito and ita excessively when it doesn't literally mean little. It's kind of hard to have less than a moment, right? Here's that same clip again.
Pues, un panucho, una garnacha.
¿Un panucho de pavo?
Sí, por favor.
Claro, una garnacha. La garnacha va a ser de... pavo, cochinita, asado. ¿Qué le gustaría?
¿De relleno negro?
¿De garnacha relleno negro?
Y... una tostada de carne asada.
Una tostada de asada.
Y una coca. Gracias para ayudarme. Lo aprecio mucho.
Coca. Okay, moment please.
Gracias.
Better the second time? I'll play that same clip again along with all of today's clips at the end of this video. And you can download the raw video without my commentary below or in the description, along with full detailed transcripts in both Spanish and English. Okay, here are four little clips together now. Not very intense at all.
No, gracias.
Sí. Un momentito, ¿sabes lo demás, okay?
Okay, gracias. No, gracias. Okay. Sí. Está bien.
In that first clip, and this is very common in Mexico, and most of the world actually, that kid came up to my table selling DVDs. And of course they were bootleg DVDs. I wasn't interested, so I just said, no gracias, no thank you. In the second clip, the waiter brought my Coke and said Coca, or Coke, then said en momentito, in a moment, then I'm not sure what he said there, so any help you can provide would be great, but it sounds like salen los demás, which means comes the rest. So, en momentito, salen los demás. In a moment, the rest comes out. Salen comes from salir, which usually means to leave or to go out, but it's used in a plethora of different situations. In the third little clip, I said no gracias again to some other kid that was selling gum and candies or whatever, nothing I wanted at the time. No gracias. No thank you. Finally, in that fourth clip, I was still waiting for my food and the waiter came out. Maybe he said some words? If so, I didn't understand them. Maybe he said momentito again? And then made some motions with his hands. This is a good example of how powerful the game of charades can be. The motions he made with his hands, they didn't really mean anything, or they could have meant a bunch of things. But with context, I was sitting there waiting for my food, I knew exactly what he said, and was able to answer, okay, gracias, or okay, thank you. Here are all four of those short clips one more time.
No, gracias.
Sí. Un momentito, ¿sabes lo demás, okay?
Okay, gracias. No, gracias. Okay, sí, está bien.
Now it's time to actually get the food. See how you do on this one. Afterward, we'll come back here, go over everything, then I'll show you the same clip again.
Okay.
Okay.
Gracias.
Garnachita, caballero.
Okay. Oh, está muy bien. Sí. Okay, gracias.
Picante. Okay. Acaso picante.
Picante.
Picante. Salecita, por supuesto, okay?
Okay, gracias.
He starts with ahí está, or there it is. He continues as he's setting down the food, panucho pavo, tostadita. That's turkey panucho and little tostada. Another example of their use of ito or ita just being a style of speaking. I didn't order a little tostada, I ordered a normal tostada. That's just the way this guy and lots of other people talk. I said, okay, gracias, or okay, thank you. Then he continued dropping off food. La garnachita, caballero? The garnacha, sir? Garnachita is just a garnacha. garnacha, again with the ita. Caballero is like saying señor, basically. That confused me a lot at first because caballo is a horse, so I figured caballero is like cowboy, but they have other words for cowboy. You'll hear caballero a lot for sir or gentleman. You'll often see it on the outside of men's restrooms. Then when I saw the garnacha, which remember is a big empanada, I got excited and said, oh, está muy bien. Sí, okay, gracias. Oh, it's very good. Yes, okay, thank you. I am such a dork. Then he pointed to the sauces. In Mexico, almost 100% of the time, there'll be some kind of sauce with the food. Sometimes it's spicy, sometimes it's not. The good waiters will tell you which is which. That's what he was doing for me. Picante, okay? Spicy, okay? He was pointing to a specific sauce from afar. La salsa es picante. The sauce is spicy. Then he came closer to the table and pointed clearly. He saw the confusion on my face. Picante y sabrosita por su gusto. Spicy and savory for your taste. Sabroso, sabrosa, sabrosito, and sabrosita, all those are the same word, tasty or savory. In this case, it means it's not spicy. Let's see that same clip again. Now that you know what's going on, you should be able to understand it a little better.
Okay.
Okay.
Gracias.
Garnachita, caballero.
Okay. Oh, oh está muy bien. Ah, sí. Okay. Okay, gracias.
Picante. Okay. Picante.
Picante.
Picante. Salecita, por okay. Fruto, okay.
Okay. Pobrecito. Gracias.
Now I was done eating and needed to pay the bill. Here's how that went down.
¿Cuánto es? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, pero tamal, tamal. Panucho, 15. Panacha, 15. Torta de carne asada, 30. Coca, 15. Okay, 30, 60, 95. Okay? Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank gracias. You. Thank you.
Okay, okay, thank you. Gracias. Bye
bye. Bye.
I looked behind me and didn't see my waiter right away. But just from the context, the other waiter knew exactly what I wanted. He pointed to my waiter and said something like, ahí tiene, or there you have. I don't know what he said, but he definitely pointed and said ahí, or there. When I saw my waiter, I asked cuánto es, or how much is it? If you didn't hear me say that, don't worry, I didn't really. I started to, but I guess he motioned that he knew exactly what I wanted and was busy. I knew he was doing something and would be with me in a minute, and just kind of said, cuánto es, oh, okay, really fast. I barely said it. Finally, he did come over. He looked for my order in his little notepad, then started listing off what I ordered. Panucho, 15. Panucho, 15. Then he mumbled, garnacha, 15. Garnacha, 15. Okay, so far so good. Torta de carne asada. Then I think he said 30. That means sandwich of grilled meat, 30. But here's the thing. I didn't notice it that night. I only noticed it when looking through the footage later. I didn't order a torta or sandwich. And all my items were 15 pesos, but he charged me 30 for the sandwich I didn't have. Okay, let's keep going. He then said, coca, 15, or coke, 15. That's accurate. He then said 30 again, or 30, then 60, which is 60. I don't know if he was adding or totaling, but I ordered 4 items and they were all 15 pesos, so that's 60 pesos total. But somehow he told me my total was 95, or 95. Like I said, I didn't notice it that night, and 95 pesos is still only about 6 bucks. But that guy ripped me off. It should have been 60 pesos, which is more like 4 bucks. Whatever. It's a good lesson to me and to you. Don't just pay what they say. Who knows how many times this has happened to me. Let's see that same clip again now.
¿Cuánto es? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Pero tamal, tamal. Panucho, 15. Panacha, 15. Torta de carne asada, 30, coca, 15, okay, 30, 60, 95, okay, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank gracias, you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, gracias. Bye, bye.
Bye.
Notice at the end there, he said thank you, not gracias to me. That's totally cool. This will happen a lot. In this case, he obviously knew I was a gringo and just said thank you in English. So I replied in English. I don't like it when somebody answers me in English when I spoke Spanish, so I try not to do it to other people. I want to practice my Spanish for sure, but they like to practice their English too. No reason to get mad or insulted like so many seem to do. Okay, I hope you liked this video aimed at helping you with your Spanish comprehension. If you go to gringoespanol.com/comprehension, you'll see all the other videos I've posted that'll help you with your comprehension. So go there now. That link is below this video or in the description, and I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.
Pues, un panucho, una garnacha.
¿Panucho de pavo?
Sí, por favor.
Claro, una garnacha. La garnacha va a ser de... pavo, cochinita, asado. ¿Qué le gustaría?
¿De relleno negro? ¿Eh?
Una garnacha relleno negro.
Y... una tostada de carne asada.
Una tostada de asada.
Y una coca. Gracias por ayudarme. Lo aprecio mucho.
Coca. Ok, moment please.
Gracias. No, gracias.
La coca. Sí. Un momentito, ¿sabes lo demás?
Ok, gracias. No, gracias.
Ya está por salir también, ¿eh?
Ok, sí, está bien.
Ahí está.
Ok.
Mucho pavo, tostadita. Okay.
Gracias.
Una garnachita, caballero.
Ok. Oh, oh, está muy bien. Ah, sí. Ok, gracias.
Picante. Ok. Acá está el picante.
Picante.
Picante. Y salecita por okay. Fruto, ok.
Ok, okay, gracias.
Ahí está.
Ok.
Mucho pavo, tostadita. Okay.
Gracias.
Una garnachita, caballero.
Ok. Oh, oh, está muy bien. Ah, sí. Ok, gracias.
Picante. Ok. Acá está el picante.
¿Picante?
Picante y salecita por okay. Su gusto,
¿ok? Ok, Pobre gracias.
¿Hay que ya también?
Ahora, ¿cuánto es? Ya.
¿Ok? Ok, pero está mal. Está mal. Panucho, 15. Mancha, 15. Torta de carne asada. 30, coca 15, okay, 30, 60, 95.
Ok, yes. Ok, okay. Thank gracias. You. Thank you.
Ok, okay. Thank you.
Gracias.
Bye bye.
Bye.